Good morning. I hope our day are starting off right, because I know mine is, kind of. But I was going to get on here to talk about some politics that, you know, Trump and all this that's going on in the world. All this stuff that's really going on in the world, you know, you can't really explain right now. It's just too much. And y'all, when I tell you, I cannot keep up with the news. Like, I feel like if only I could, I would. But I can't. I can't. I'll be trying my best, you know. It's crazy. But I keep up with social media news. That's what I keep up on. That's why I'm mainly here, because I can't keep up with politics news. I'm going to just lead it to the good professionals, you know, that's on here and didn't know how to do that. Me, on the other hand, I do not. So, I'm not even going to try. But today, I honestly don't know what's really going on. Like, let me just check Instagram. Let me see if I see anything that's, you know, that's out of the ordinary or should be spoken on. You know what? Every time I get on Instagram, I forget that it's Pride Month. So let's speak on that. A lot of y'all will feel a certain way towards Pride Month. I get that, but then I don't. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, get it either. So yeah, I honestly love Pride Month. And y'all, look, we all have our own opinions. We all say things, but some things shouldn't be said, you know. But to be honest, y'all, I just feel like when I see hate comments toward it being Pride Month and not people not wanting to show their support, it really, really hurts me, because it's like people kill themselves over certain things like this. People, you know, they just don't get to see another lifetime. And it's really upsetting, because it's like, as people say, church say, we're all brothers and sisters. So, you know, if we're all brothers and sisters, look, you gotta take the time out of your day to accept certain things. And you can't be mad at that people. You can't be mad at them people. And that's just that on that. You can't be mad at them people. It's not their fault. They like what they like. And everybody has their own voice. Everybody has their own opinion. And I get that. I do. I'm speaking on this matter right now. I get that. But I feel like certain things just shouldn't be said, you know? And I just care so hard for the people who have to go through all these terrible, terrible things in life. And it's not good. I admit that it's not good. And I just feel really, really bad for them. Like, I really wish that I could do more to help them out as I could now. But speaking on Pride, I just love it. I love the vibes. Like, when I see people out and, like, when I be like, if I, like, look at the news and I see, like, the Pride, you know, march and stuff like that on there, I honestly get excited, because it's like people need to have their voice heard. People need to have other people see what they're seeing, what they have going on. People need to feel how other people are feeling at times and be in their shoes and be in their place in time and stuff like that. It's really, really awesome to see something like that come together. And I be in my head, y'all, I wonder, like, how is this all set up? Like, do they all get together and just meet in one huge spot and they talk about what they're gonna do or what? Like, is it just unplanned things that just happen together and they just evolve and they just, you know, turn out to be something so amazing? I wonder about all of that, y'all. I wonder about all of it. But when I say I love Pride, I love Pride. I have a lot of pride. And I think Pride is amazing. It's an amazing thing to go to. It's really an amazing thing to, like, you know, see in person. It's amazing to experience, you know. But hey, you know, why I keep saying, you know, I don't know. I don't even know sometimes. But yeah, I do love Pride. Speaking on Pride Month, you know. But the real topic is what people say to other people who is part of the LGBT community. What people say can be hurtful. And I never want to hear anything that a negative person has to say to a person that's a part of the LGBT community. I never want to hear that because I wouldn't like it. You know, I would probably snap because it's like people are people. People are human. They're still a person. They still have a soul, you know. So treat others how you would want to be treated. Don't treat people like they're trash or like they're less of you because there's something there. It's not even there's something that's different. It's just there. It's not even that. It's more about them being them. You cannot get mad over them just expressing themselves. You, as people say, you have to love yourself. You have to love yourself no matter what. You cannot sugarcoat your own self. You cannot beat around the bush with your own self. It's not okay. And people should get that. Like, people should realize, like, you know, hey, look, this is me. I don't really think it's okay, but I still do it. Don't do it. Be the person that's going to take a stand. Be the person that's going to change the world around. Because so many people always talk about changing the world. But you can't really change the world if you still act the same. The world will not change at all. And I see so many bad words. Like, you know, just like speaking towards the LGBT community. I see so many hateful comments and slurs. Just so it's really, really disgusting to me. And I don't know, like, my whole family, we all love Pride Month. We all love seeing it on TV. We all are just going to go to experience. It's really, really amazing. Like, if you will be actually out there being involved, you'll see how they're literally us. Like, people always expect them to be different because they're different. They're not different. They're human. They're just a part of a community that's everybody like what everybody like. Not everybody can always just like that one thing. A guy cannot always just like a girl. A girl cannot always just like a guy, you know? So that's why I'm really trying to get it. Like, you know, people always, I guess when you was growing up, I guess you'll be like, oh, this is right, that is wrong. No, life is life. Everything is right and everything is always going to be wrong. But when it comes to a human being and what their preferences is and what they like, that is totally up to them. And you cannot say that it's right or wrong. It's them. It's who they want to be with. It's who they want to see. It's who they want to wake up to. And look, me, honestly, I want to wake up to myself being in my bed by myself, waking up, getting me some food, and, you know, going right back to sleep. That's just me. Until I found a right partner. But yeah, I love it. I have to say I love the LGBT community. And, you know, I woke up, I didn't know what to speak about until I literally went to Instagram and I seen that pop up first. And I was like, this need to be a topic to talk about because, hey, it's Pride Month. I did, y'all, look, the thing is, I make music and I do podcasts. So I never let my podcast and music get in between what I'm actually doing. But I did create a song for Pride Month. I did put it out there into the world for the world to hear and, you know, just see visuals. So, I mean, like, I have more songs coming up, but that one song, it really just helped. I did get probably like 20 DMs that day. I hadn't released it. And it was like, we love the song. We love you. We love your vibes. We just love everything about you because, you know, you, they were just telling me that, you know, you really stand for us. No person have really, you know, gone the far and lengths that you have actually done because y'all, the gay community, LGBT community, they just I love them. They're like, they're family no matter what. Even though I don't know you personally, you're still my family. Like God said, we are all brothers and sisters. People say that, church say that we're all brothers and sisters. We all one. We all join hands. You know, hands across America. I don't care what part of country you're in, city, state, you know, I don't care about none of that. You're my brother. You're my sister. And that's no matter what. So that's why I had to speak on this topic. And, you know, it spoke on. So all I can really say is, you know, I will see you guys very soon. I hope you like it. Oh, I hope you like my podcast. And probably after I get off of here, I'll just be probably either writing some songs or eating me some pancakes or like some waffles or something like that. You know, just Postmates it. But I'll be, like I said, I'll be back on here real soon, guys. And I'll talk to y'all later.